welcome Amsterdam Mayor Anne Thain to the program. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Bob.
I have enjoyed this series they're doing. First part's been in, not the second part. The interview with you in Mohawk Valley Independent, kind of about your personal life. And a little connection. The thing that's leaped out at me yesterday is that your parents operated a pharmacy. Well, that's much like Mary Ann Krupczak, who came from Reed Hill, whose parents operated a pharmacy, and she became lieutenant governor.
Oh, that's wonderful. Actually, Mary Ann Krupczak has been very, very lovely to me over the years. When I was at the museum, she was very supportive and would write notes and contribute to the museum. And then when I decided to run for office, again, you know, she contacted me. And so I think that's just lovely.
Now, I don't know if you've seen the Daily Gazette today, but they do a kind of a survey story on sales tax receipts. Montgomery County's way up because of the rising gas prices, and honestly, probably the shopping, not in the city, but in the town of Amsterdam. But because of the tax deal, according to this story, the city should get $1 million in quarterly sales tax revenue for the first quarter, up $200,000 from a year ago.
And, you know, that really is thanks to the efforts of our Corporation Counsel, Jerry DeCasadas, for negotiating such a wonderful arrangement with the county that is much fairer for the city, because we are such a large part of the population in the county, but we were only receiving 10% of the 1% distributed between the municipalities, and so now we receive 18% of the 1%. So that does work. It should bode well for us in the budget.
Now, the news coverage of the Common Council from last night, well, several things. One was ADA, Amsterdam Industrial Development Agency. They seem to have now a downtown strategy.
They are focusing on downtown. After much discussion over the past several months since Jody Zakrowski has been in office, you know, I have made it very clear that revitalization of the downtown is a priority for the city of Amsterdam, and it's also a priority for the Mohawk Valley Regional Economic Development Council across the region. So, you know, there would be money available for rehabbing buildings and facades, interiors, and we hope to start some commercial and professional interest in the area.
Because the story specifically states that the Industrial Development Agency already owns the building where the Wrestling Museum is. They're purchased, I gather, the United Way building and an unnamed third building they're looking at, with the idea of, I would imagine, trying to get businesses to locate there.
Yeah, this is my hope. So we'll see how it goes. It's been wonderful having someone working collaboratively with my administration. Jody Zakrowski is the new director, and we meet about every 2 weeks with the Urban Renewal Director, Nick Zabowski, and Ken Rose from the County Economic Development Department. So we're working on it. There should be, we're hoping to further interest in our community and certainly to bring business and industry to the area.
The council discussed banning parking on Bridge Street last night?
Yeah, this was discussed from the inception of the reconstruction of Bridge Street, because of this widening the sidewalks to meet ADA-compliant regulations, the street was narrowed, so there really is no space to park on Bridge Street, though people still occasionally do because it's past practice. We did put a parking area across from Paw Perillo's Luncheonette and next to Dolce, and that will be paved in the next, in the next month. So we've made arrangements for people to park, and we're hoping people will move off of the street for traffic.
Also, at Riverlink Park, they're putting in a dance floor and lighting at the tent because the high school prom is going to be there?
Well, it's not just for the high school prom. We have a new tent that is going up, I think, today, depending on the weather, either today or tomorrow. The prom is on the 12th. But it's 60 feet, I think, by 100 feet. And in years prior, the school district had rented a tent. So this year, we and the city did have a tent, but it was stored away in a shed. And during the flood, the tent was washed away. So through our reimbursements, we've been able to get a new tent. And we're going to have a dance floor and lighting and the sidewalls. It will be really a lovely area. And also on the night of the prom, we have a kayaker coming from England, and he's doing all of the canals, I think, in the United States or something like this. But he is going to be coming along the Mohawk River and landing in River Lake Park while we're having this beautiful event, the prom. So we're going to have a small reception at 8 o'clock on the 12th for this kayaker, and it's being filmed by the BBC. So what better face to put on Amsterdam, you know, for the world to see than these lovely girls in these beautiful dresses and our River Lake Park all made up for the prom.
The BBC, my goodness.
I know, I'm thrilled.
Yes, indeed. Now, the cleanup of Amsterdam last weekend, you put out, in fact, on our Facebook page and probably elsewhere, how many tons of trash have been collected?
This spring it was 2.25, which takes our totals up for the 4 years up to 11 tons. Mm. 11.25, I think. So it's just a wonderful activity that our volunteers are involved in. It has huge impact on the city, and I think you can see all along Church Street is all cleaned up. All along East Main Street is cleaned up. All along Roman Hill, Bob.
It's cleaned up.
So it's just tremendous.
On the budget front, there is not one yet, or you're starting to miss some deadlines. The current city controller, Ron Wiersbicki, says he inherited a mess and he hasn't been able to come forth with certain documents. Doesn't seem like anybody's too concerned. You seemed a little concerned in your quotes with the Recorder this week. Are you getting worried about this?
I am concerned. It's the singularly most important job that the council does is the annual budget, and the sooner we have a completed document, the sooner that we can make decisions as to what we're going to do in the coming year. I think that we'll look at where he is now and offer any assistance we can give him. We have been doing this so far, but I think he's now to a point where he has some of this work laid out into the spreadsheet. So once we take a look at it, we'll work together to get this completed.
Anything you wanted to bring up this morning, Mayor?
Well, we do have the Spring Fling coming up, and that's another wonderful event for the city of Amsterdam. Again, we've been talking about it for a while, but on May 19th, downtown, we have, I think now, over 130 vendors will be coming. We have a motorcycle show, a car show. DJ Tom Foster is going to be down there. We have bands and food vendors and crafters, and most importantly, people will be able to visit the businesses down there that are still trying to make a go of it. So come and support the city of Amsterdam on May 19th.
Mayor Ann Thain, thanks very much. Have a good day.
Thank you, Bob. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.